Joining me on the line, please say good morning to Chris Riando, who is here to talk about a new play coming to the Ottawa Valley. Chris, how are things?
Things are great. Well, a little snowy today, but other than that, great.
I was going to say, you're digging yourself out, no problems?
Yeah, getting there.
So listen, we've got a show to talk about.
We do.
Now, one of the things that jumped out at me is the title is called The Wizard is Odd, but it's a musical play within a play. What does that mean?
Okay, one thing it definitely means is we are not putting on The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, so it's not The Wizard of Oz.
It's not The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
But it's a musical about a musical theater troupe that is putting on The Wizard of Oz.
No kidding.
So what happens is there's this father and daughter who have to leave the big city, Toronto, and they have to move to a small town in the, well, what we're calling the Ottawa Valley.
Okay.
So it could be anywhere, but small town. And they bump into this troupe that's putting on The Wizard of Oz, and they get involved with that production. So you never actually hear the songs from The Wizard of Oz or, you know, hear a lot of dialogue from that show. It's about coming to a new town, being an outsider, not feeling like you are at home, and then slowly being welcomed into community with a couple of bumps and hitches along the way.
You know, I think that is so on point with what has happened over the last several years. We've had a lot of people move from the city and all over Ontario and Canada to our listening area because they've been able to, you know, sell their house and they want to maybe get a house that's a little more affordable with a little more backyard space. So this kind of rings true to a lot of people who've moved to our area.
I think it does. And also a lot of people who have lived here for a long time and then have to contend with people from away coming to their area, you know? I mean, I was one of those people 35 years ago. I moved from Ottawa to Almond. And now I'm more of a fixture and, you know, trying to welcome new people into the community. And it doesn't always go smoothly on either side. And so we're sort of taking a gentle, loving look at, you know, how you can blend people who don't necessarily come from the same background or see eye to eye immediately, you know, there's a lot of humor in this show, but there's a couple of lessons and some just, you know, we're trying to be open hearted and, you know, really get people to think about maybe when they were at a time when they were not feeling welcome or, you know, an outsider and how you can make it a little easier on people in general in this world.
I got to tell you, I love the concept.
Thank you.
You know, like a bird's eye view of a play that's unfolding in front of you. I just think that's such a neat concept. Now, how are you doing in terms of volunteers? Do you need anybody? Are you looking for any actors or anything? Or is this set in stone now?
Well, we wanted to. You know, we've done a couple of shows in the past, and we worked with some amazing people. And actually, the last show that the Hum Team Productions did, we did during the pandemic, so we didn't do auditions. We just asked people. Because we wanted to make sure that they were close by, that they, you know, were able to do the show with us and take the risks that, you know, went along back then. But this one, we wanted to be a little more, you know, above board and give every, you know, we also don't know who we don't know out there. And we also need a couple of younger women. We're working with people 18 and up. It's not a kids show. That I should be clear about that.
Okay.
It's an adult show. But it's for families. Like it's not for little kids. It's because it's meatier issues than maybe are what are in The Wizard of Oz. But we're looking. You know, we need a couple of young women. We've got some really great roles for like our Dorothy and a friend of hers who get to do some serious singing and acting. And you know, most of the folks I work with are closer to my vintage, and not all of them, but yeah. So we're looking for people who want to come and have fun. There are some roles that do not require, certainly several roles that do not require solo singing. Most of the roles will have you singing in a group of people. But there are one or two that don't really require any singing. And then there are a couple that, you know, you need to have a voice that can project to the back of the Almont Old Town Hall when you're singing by yourself or with one or two other people. So we just wanted to to sort of shake the bushes and see if anybody out there is interested in exploring this with us. And I mean, basically, we're looking for people who are kind and fun and want to be bold and take some chances and go on this crazy ride with us.
So if somebody out there is listening saying, you know what? That sounds just like me. I'm fun. I'm bold. I want to take some chances. How do they go about auditioning?
Well, we are holding open auditions at the Mississippi Valley Textile Museum, which is in Almont.
Okay.
And they're going to be on Saturday, April 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. and Monday, April 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. And if basically, if people want more information about that and any other things happening with the show, you can go find The Wizard is Odd on Facebook, and that will give you all of the information you need.
Perfect. And I like how you've spaced out the auditions so that, you know, if somebody's maybe working in the afternoon, they can come in the evening, or if they're working in the evening, they can come in the afternoon, you know?
We also were working around some other, most troops rehearse on Sunday afternoons and Wednesday evenings, like the Mississippi Muds in Carlton Place, for example. And so we're trying to catch a few people who may be just finishing off other shows and wanting to do their next show, because our show doesn't go on until November. That's the other thing I probably should mention, is that we're going to rehearse from April 21st through to, I guess, June 23rd, and then take the summer off. And then come back right after Labor Day and go till the last show is November 17th.
So you've got four matinees and two evening shows that start November the 8th through to the 17th, right?
That's right, yes. With the potential of another evening show if we sell everything out, which, you know, we hope to do.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed, but it sounds like a very interesting venue, and it's going to be happening at the Almont Old Town Hall. And the best way to get a hold of you if somebody wants to audition would be to go to your Facebook page?
That's right. The Wizard is Odd on Facebook. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, listen, this sounds like a really fun show. I'm hoping you knock it out of the park.
Well, it's also a fundraiser for Climate Network Lanark. So we're getting some community support built into it too. So, you know, people can do good and have fun at the same time.
It's a win-win for everyone.
If they can't be in it, they can buy a ticket and do good. Have fun.
Chris, it sounds like a fun show, and it's nice to know that some money's going towards a good cause as well.
Yeah, can I also just mention that there's original music in this show that's been written by Mike McCormick, who used to live in Renfrew and who is a member of the Arrogant Worm. So we got our star power going too.
No kidding.
Yep. Ah. And writing some awesome tunes. So.
Hey, it sounds like you got all your bases covered.
I think so. Hopefully.
Chris, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you, Andrew. Really, really appreciate you having me on.
Hey, no problem. Have a great rest of the day, and don't shovel too much, okay?
Okay, you got it.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
That's Chris Riandeau for The Wizard is Odd. It's a show that's going to be premiering at the Almont Old Town Hall, November the 8th through to the 17th. They're doing four matinees and two evening shows. You can find out more on their Facebook page. Just go to The Wizard is Odd. And their big thing was, you know what, we'd love to have people come out and audition. So if you'd like to audition, all the information can be found on Facebook. Just look up The Wizard is Odd.